I'm Mitch Wertlieb. This is VPR News. Vermont Gas Systems has paid top dollar for the property of a vocal opponent whose house is alongside its proposed pipeline route. As VPR's Taylor Dobbs reports, the homeowner still opposes the project.
Earlier this month, Vermont Gas agreed to pay Maren Vasatka and her husband more than $500,000 for their home in Moncton. Vasatka has been a vocal opponent of the project and even protested at the company's headquarters. Vermont Gas paid her and her husband 90% more than the property's assessed value and more than $100,000 above an appraiser's estimate. The deal came before Vermont Gas formally launched eminent domain proceedings this week against 9 landowners with whom the company hasn't yet reached an agreement. Vermont Gas spokeswoman Beth Parent says the filings were necessary for the success of the project.
The company did have to issue a few filings this week. It was a last resort, but as I said, it's certainly not the end of the road. We are committed to sitting down with the remaining folks and really trying to work out a resolution so we can keep this project moving on time, on budget.
Parent also said she's thankful to the 94% of homeowners along the pipeline who came to an agreement with the company before this week's filings. Vasatka, a vocal opponent of the project, was one of them. Vasatka says some people have told her and her husband that they sold out by striking a deal with the company. But she says the money didn't buy her approval.
Absolutely not. Still strongly opposed to the pipeline. Okay. Still strongly opposed to everything it stands for and the lack of economic benefit it brings to Addison County.
But Vasatka says she took the deal because fighting the pipeline is an uphill battle and she doesn't trust regulators to protect the public interest.
Why would my husband and I spend our life earnings on attorneys to go to these hearings to try to stop or protect our property when the state doesn't care?
Vasatka and her husband sold the home to Vermont Gas for $560,000, according to Moncton Town Records. She said that amount was Vermont Gas's first offer on the property. Vasatka says she and her husband didn't want to move out, but they couldn't come to terms with the company on an easement. The company then decided to buy the property outright at a price more than $150,000 above the appraised value. Vasatka says that first offer was higher than any amount she and her husband had ever asked for. She said she doesn't see how such a tactic is in the best interest of the company's ratepayers. Vermont Gas spokeswoman Beth Parent would not comment on specific negotiations. For VPR News, I'm Taylor Dobbs.